This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday, Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza.
Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and de-radicalized.
Israel had said this week it was planning to begin drawing down troops from at least the northern part of Gaza. The Israeli government has been under weeks of U.S. pressure to scale down its operations and shift to what Washington says should be a more targeted campaign. But the fighting appears to be as intense as ever, especially in the southern and central areas where Israeli forces launched ground advances last month. Hamas has been designated a terrorist group by the United States. Turkey this month arrested dozens of people accused of spying for Israel. The highly publicized arrests are seen as a warning to Israel to not target Palestinians in Turkey after Israel warned it would target anyone involved in the October 7th attack. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities raided dozens of homes in early January in a major operation targeting alleged spy rings run by Israel's Mossad intelligence service. The raid came after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned of serious consequences should Israel try to hunt down members of the Palestinian militant group Hamas in Turkey. Israel has not commented on the arrests, but Israeli military leaders and government ministers are vowing to track down those involved in Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel, wherever they reside. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council on Wednesday demanded Yemen's Houthis immediately end attacks on ships in the Red Sea. The demand came in the Security Council resolution that also called on the Houthis to release the Japanese-flagged Galaxy Leader and its 25-person crew. The vessel is a vehicle carrier linked to an Israeli businessman that the group commandeered on November 19th. 11 members voted for the measure, demanding the Houthis immediately cease all attacks. The council cautioned against escalating tensions while implicitly endorsing a U.S.-led task force that has been defending vessels traveling through the Red Sea. Ecuador is preparing for a government war on drug gangs after Tuesday's brazen attack during a live television newscast. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
After armed gang members invaded the television station during a live afternoon telecast Tuesday, schools and stores closed, many people stayed home, and soldiers are patrolling the streets of Ecuador's biggest cities. Ecuador President Daniel Noboa declared that we are in a state of war and we cannot give in. Noboa issued an order saying that his country was in an internal armed conflict and designated 20 drug trafficking gangs as terrorist groups that the military had authorization to neutralize within the bounds of international humanitarian law. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Meanwhile, police in Peru strengthened its operation on the border with Ecuador on Wednesday in response to the violence in its northern neighbor. More than 400 agents were deployed to the border, along with officers from Peru's Special Operation National Direction. Residents from both countries welcomed the measure, saying it increased safety in the area. Australian public broadcaster ABC is reporting that 15 people have been killed in widespread looting and arson in Papua New Guinea. ABC says 8 people died in riots in the capital Port Moresby, while 7 others were killed in the country's north, citing an update from police. Protests by police and public sector employees on Wednesday over a pay cut descended into lawlessness, with TV footage showing thousands in the streets of Port Moresby carrying looted merchandise as black smoke billowed over the city. Officials blamed the pay cut on an administrative glitch. Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape told a news conference on Thursday tensions in the capital had subsided, with extra police being flown in to maintain order. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.